Welcome back to our very last segment of this edition of the Mike Kira Radio Show, the Central Florida Buzz here at Frank's Place Restaurant Sports Bar, 146 North Clark Road in beautiful Ocoee, Florida. If it's happening in Ocoee, it is happening at Frank's Place. Right now, what is happening at Frank's Place is I'm being joined by a great musician, Mr. Big Ron Betts. And Ron, we've been talking all about your music, and now I want to talk a little bit about your, of course, internet presence. Let's talk about some YouTube videos. I know that there's some of you on the internet. Are those officially licensed or sanctioned, or do you got fans that do it? Or
Well, a few of them are fan-based. They're people who just came out to see me and wanted to spread the love. One of them was, there's three of them actually, from a show I did a few years ago that were actually put out there by an organization. But most of the time, it's just fans who record what I'm doing, and they want to share with everybody else.
Oh, and yeah, there's nothing wrong with that type of promotion.
I'll take it every time. Yeah, every day I'll take that.
Oh, okay. And now as far as being online, that you have a Facebook page, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, so you get a lot of presence. But, I mean, if somebody wants to pick one of those, the best way is Facebook?
It's Facebook, right. Because that one I update weekly with my shows that are coming up. That's usually the best way to find out what's going on. So just look, and the easiest way to find me is to type Big Ron Betts into the search engine. It pulls me up. I'm one of the very first ones. In fact, I should be the first one.
Oh, yeah. So you just go right there. And so, yeah, we're mentioning, Ron, that a lot of fans put up stuff. But, I mean, have you, like, had something professionally done? Are you working on a promo DVD?
Well, we're doing some writing. And I'm doing some writing personally. And then I'll be bringing it with the band real soon so we can start getting that together. I would like to we have a couple of shows coming up later on this year that I'm going to have it recorded and have it videoed as well, so we can get that put out there on the web. So that'll be coming up over the summer. We have a few shows that we've already got planned how we're going to make it happen. It's just we have to practice so that we sound like we know what we're doing.
Oh, yeah, there you go. So we're talking about different shows. So, being in Central Florida can get a little hot, and we're just mentioning that you were doing a show, at Walgreens not too long ago in the kind of, unfortunately, in the heat. But, I mean, is there a lot of summer shows or outdoor festivals you do? Or
a lot of the places that I play as a solo artist are, like, on patios or outdoor decks, that sort of thing, over the summer. Because people want to sit outside and enjoy the Florida weather and have a good time. So there are a lot of those shows over the summer. In the wintertime, when it's cold, quote-unquote, for Florida, then they move it indoors. The band usually is playing, though, indoors, in an indoor venue.
Oh, okay. And now I guess our audience, myself, are wondering, with a full-time job, I mean, I know Saturday, Sunday, you have Friday, but I mean, have you ever got a situation where they'll call you on a Tuesday at 2 o'clock and say, hey, can you come? We got people here.
Yeah, it does happen from time to time where I get the last minute, hey, the band just canceled that was supposed to be here. Can you be here in half an hour? So, yeah, those calls do come through from time to time. And I'm thankful to get them. I'm really happy to get them. But I don't want to take, gigs from other bands. Because it's not about that. We're all one big, happy musical family here. So, if I can help other bands get gigs and promote them, I'm happy to do it. But, I kind of hope it's reciprocal, too, that they'll take care of me if they can. But, if a bar calls me up, if they were to call me, on a Tuesday afternoon, say, hey, Ron, we got a spot. All right, I'm on my way. I'll pack up and I'll be right there.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Now, speaking of gigs, now on your Facebook page, it said that you had performed at Disney World. Is that right?
I work at Disney World and I've performed at Disney World, yes.
Oh, okay.
That's true, yeah.
So you have an opportunity then to get the music performed there. So is that downtown Disney or is that somewhere else?
No, the performance I did there were at the Disney's Hollywood Studios.
Oh.
Yeah. This was a while back, but yeah. Oh, I managed to get some shows there and for private events and that sort of thing. So.
I may or may have not have seen one of those. We'll talk later about that. But yeah, that's pretty cool. So yeah, Ronnie, again, back to the venue. So now you ever have a chance? I mean, I don't know if there's blues festivals or there's, you know, mm-hmm. festivals all over the country.
Absolutely.
Have you done any of those or?
Not yet. Like I said, I'm stay here mostly in Central Florida, and there are a few blues festivals here in the local area. But they usually seem to occur on dates that I already have booked something else. So, you really have to plan a year plus out for the festivals to make sure that you can get a space in for those. And you submit your material, and they decide whether they want you or not. So, I'd like to get into some of the festivals around here. So, if any of your listeners have connections, please let me know. Email me or Facebook me. I'll be happy to respond.
Oh, yeah. Well, I definitely encourage everyone to do that. So, Ron, you've been pretty busy, you know, working on mm-hmm. these songs. Now, did we say that you're actually working on this album of songs or in the works? Or
we're headed in that direction. Yeah. I'm still doing a lot of writing, trying to get everything together, like figure out what's good, what's not as good, you know, what needs to be worked on some more. So head in that direction.
Oh, okay. And, you know, with this, album, is there going to be like a combination of covers? Or, I mean, you probably have some sort of vision there. Is it going to be like just the originals or the covers?
It'll be all original, and it will be mostly blues.
Oh, okay.
No, I won't say it'll be all blues, but it'll be mostly blues.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, we definitely look forward to that. So, you know, if anyone's looking to see where you're going to perform, like we said, Facebook is always the best way. And if you have, like, last minute, you said you try to update it, a week or so. But, I mean, if you do get one of those gigs, like, same day or day before, you will try to put that
absolutely.
On Facebook.
I'll put it on that same – the moment I get it, I'll put it on Facebook.
Oh, okay. So, for some of us that are – say, you know, thinking, hey, we want to do something Friday or Saturday night. All right, Ron's playing after all. Get out there.
Let's get out there, yep.
Oh,
I'd
okay.
love to see everybody out there.
Oh, okay. Fantastic there, Ron. So, we're going to be hearing some of the music. And have you kind of got an idea of what you're going to play? Or would you like to tell us a little bit about what you're going to play?
The first song will be, well, actually, they'll both be original songs. One is a song just recently written. I just finished it a couple of weeks ago. And the other one is one that I wrote for my daughter about 13 years ago now. So we're playing, yeah, put that one out there.
Oh, okay, Ron. We really appreciate your time. We definitely appreciate the music. So you have any final thoughts or anything else you'd like to mention here?
Regardless of what kind of music you like or what genre suits you best, get out there and support the local musicians because, you know, all the big bands that everybody knows and loves that are on the radio were once local bands. They were once, you know, struggling in the clubs trying to make it. Go out and support those other ones. They'll appreciate it, and I'd appreciate it, too.
Okay, and one final time, Ron, if people would like to get a hold of you or like to find out more about you, they can go to your Facebook and send you a message. Is that
absolutely.
The best way?
That's the best way to get a hold of me, and I will respond as soon as I can.
Oh, okay. So after this show here and everyone says how wonderful the music is, you know, everyone out there, let Ron know. And
that's right.
Oh, okay, Ron, thanks so much. My guest has been Big Ron Betts, and you've been listening to the Mike Kira Radio Show, the Central Florida Buzz, here at Frank's Place Restaurant Sports Bar, 146 North Clark Road in beautiful Ocoee, Florida. And please catch us again next time.